305 area code, yes. Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
Are you pro se?
No. I'm the attorney for the three children.
Oh, okay. I don't know why this is picking up strange on my docket. Hang on one second. Let me get back over to probate. Okay, so tell me what your motion to disperse is regarding.
Well, Judge, there was an order entered almost 3 years ago requiring the funds to be distributed into the court registry. And that order said that there would be an effort made to appoint a trustee for the children. And that if no trustee could be appointed, then they could apply directly for disbursement of those funds. Well, I'm here as their attorney, and I guess I could appear as trustee, or the court could order the funds to be distributed to them. Either way.
All right. And Mr. Rose, do you have a position on this?
I do, Your Honor. So this is, and I'll just give you a brief history. This is the fourth motion by Joshua to release all the funds in the registry of the court. The first one was filed by a lawyer named Miguel Armentero. The second one was filed by Joshua pro se. He wanted the monies.
I
think there are actually three pending motions.
Yes.
This is Daniel's first motion. Yes. Okay,
let me just stop. The only motion I have on the docket today is a motion to disperse filed by Daniel.
No, Judge. There were three filed simultaneously. It was Daniel, Josh, and Jacob.
Okay. Well, there's only one notice for today. That's all that's on the docket.
I think our position is essentially the same with regard to all three, Your Honor, but I can address Daniel's directly. So, these are funds that are an inheritance to Daniel Bernstein, and under the terms of Simon Bernstein's trust, my client Ted Bernstein is the trustee. Under the terms of the trust, the funds are supposed to be held, and required to be held in trust to be used for only certain limited purposes, and they can be released one-third on his 25th birthday, one-third on his 30th birthday, and the final one-third on his 35th birthday. I believe Daniel is still a minor. He might be 17 years old currently.
I'm not sure that this is appropriate for you to see.
I don't disagree
about what we're doing here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ron, but I just don't think that we need to do this at this point. Mr. Marburger, I'm going to ask you to contact my JA and get a special set on this. It's not appropriate for them. And right now there's only one of them that's noticed for today.
Okay. The only other thing, Your Honor, if I might, I suggested to Mr. Moorberger, since he's new, maybe, and he's finally representing the three children, that we go to mediation, and he...
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm leaning towards denying these, because there's too much going on in this case, because I'm not just going to disperse funds. Mr. Rose reminded me about this case, and I think there's requirements pursuant to the trust. I can't just disperse all the funds and they have to sit here. So I'm going to actually deny these motions to disperse now that I think of it. And if you want to, now that I think it through, say, I don't know, Mr. Moorberger, if you want to contact Mr. Rose and kind of come up to speed, because this is not, I don't think this is the proper posture for this case right now. Mr. Rose is suggesting mediation, which I don't think is a bad idea. But I can tell you right now that there's more going on here than just more issuing an order to disperse. Mr. Moorberger, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, would Your Honor like to have us set a special appointment, as you suggested?
What I think would be best in this situation is I'm going to order that the parties mediate within 30 days, and you can mediate remotely on this. Are there other outstanding issues, Mr. Rose, besides this disbursement, or are they all kind of intertwined with disbursement?
I think if the boys actually have a counsel, it would be, there are some things we could do that would be able to close the administration faster through a mediation, and at the same time, just Your Honor, I did indicate to Mr. Moorberger if there is immediate need for funds for tuition, if he would send me, invoices. is we might be able to do an agreed order to release those funds for, you know, they're clearly for education until we can have, you know, a special set hearing with Your Honor. So we'll work together with Mr. Moorburger, and I do think mediation can be helpful. If it doesn't work, it's really, you know, it's very convenient to mediate through Zoom. No one has to travel.
Right.
You know, and we'll know quickly if we can get things resolved.
Okay, Mr. Moorburger, I'm going to deny these motions to disperse in all three cases. However, like Mr. Rose said, if there's specific money that is, you know, earmarked for education or something else that's already been previously approved, you know, and what I think was education, what else was it, Mr. Rose, that are sort of categories where, I guess, medical issues, things like that.
Definitely, it's needs and welfare distribution, needs, welfare, and education. And it's defined in your order and in the terms of the trust itself.
So, Mr. Herbert, if you want to contact Mr. Rose, and like he said, if there's a specific need regarding education or welfare, or any other need that it, you think is appropriate for the court to consider for this person, in what place. And then, Mr. Rose, could you send me over an order?
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star. You are unmuted.
I can prepare orders denying the motions and compelling mediation, Your Honor. And then
that would be great.
Forward, and I can reschedule a hearing if we need to reschedule a special set hearing.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
Schedule the special
set. All right, thank you both.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Take care.
What
all right,
you say?
Mr. Stadoff, anybody else on this?
Judge, if I drop off, it's because my client can't fix his technical difficulties, and I'll just reach at the final hearing so he can get his...
What is it that you wanted to say?
That we need the money instantly.
What did the trust say? What did the trust say? The trust says you're allowed to get it.
First of all, trust for Simon Bernstein they're operating under. These are funds from Shirley Bernstein.
But you know what? You can't get anywhere with her. You can't get anywhere with her anyway.
You got to say it.
What? Say what?
Your Honor, if you would have. The trust says this. It says they're going to be.
That's what it says.
But that's the wrong trust.
It's the wrong place. She's not going to hear that at UMC.
Right.
Yeah. So we either go to mediation or we have a special set hearing.
Well, we'll
She's
just turn in the spreadsheet. I gave you a spreadsheet with all their needs on it. So we'll go home and update it.
Let me have it again.
I'll update it. Let me go home and update it with the boys, get the current emissions.
With invoices if you can.
Yeah, with invoices. Yeah. It'll all be here today. Okay. All right. Love you. We're out. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur.
Don't worry. Sorry. We'll get there. Yeah, Rose is trying to control all this with this mediation.
And he
shit.
Does. Yeah.
But the point is that if you're dealing with the wrong trust, then you got to say, Judge, he submitted the wrong trust.
Not the wrong trust.
It is the wrong trust. You're taking money from Shirley. Yeah. That's my mother's trust.
Yeah.
And they're paying it through Simon's trust because that's how my brother is saying his kids get a piece. But it's actually in Shirley's trust those monies were. So how can you pay him through Simon's trust? You can't.
Should that be pulled out, Elliot?
What? Yeah, I would. That's Comcast cable.
Unless
that's why you have cables plugged into it. And if you don't have Comcast...
Thanks, Arthur. I knew we weren't going to get there anywhere. She's a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, now that I'm thinking about this case after dinner last night with Mr. Rose...
Oh, I'm denying everything.
Is that your pen, honey? And receipt?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock and roll.
Thanks, Barbara. See you later.
Thanks, Barbara. Arthur, I'll get that to you in a little while.
I'm going down.
Bye, Barbara.
Okay, you're walking down?
Masks.